Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. So the current standards for research on lower primates, on non-human primates, what are the current humane ethical standards?
Well, the experiments are allowed in Australia. There are three centres where we're told that primates are bred, so experiments can be conducted. What the Greens have been working for is to stop the import of primates for these research and these studies to be undertaken. And why we've taken that position is because it's become apparent that when you're importing these animals from overseas, usually they're taken from the wild, so it's driving that trade in many species, some of them on the red list of the International Union for Conservation. And so this is, you know, a real setback and can really endanger many of those species. Coming back to Australia, we've been told that that there isn't a need for the primates to be imported, but then when I ask questions in estimates, which is an opportunity when you're with the department people in the federal parliament and you can ask questions, you find out that some animals have. But the point that you're also making, and this has only just come to light, and I congratulate those who have done the research on it, is that these pretty advanced experiments are occurring in Australia, and it looks as though they haven't followed the ethical standards in how animal experiments are conducted.
Mm. Well, we mentioned there also that these animals, many of them were believed to be bred solely for the purpose of experiment. Is that seen as a better move then by the Greens than importing these animals?
Look, personally, I don't support these experiments being conducted on primates. I find it very disturbing. The Greens policy have a similar position. Our first step in the parliament is to stop the import, because we thought that, considering we're being told that there are three centres in Australia, it's well done, and that's we were given the advice that would be a good way to get support around getting that ban in place to stop the animals in the first instance coming into Australia. Coming to the important question you ask about the experiments themselves, but there's some huge advances that are occurring in how research is conducted to determine if new pharmaceutical drugs can be used on people. And traditionally it's been associated, well, the starting point is that you look at the impact on animals. It's becoming increasingly recognised that you can't extrapolate from the results from animal testing to human clinical use. And there's also a whole new technology developed, or research methods is probably a more accurate way to describe it, where the researchers will take the blood of people, maybe some cells from people, and then are doing tests that have much more direct application to human beings, rather than extrapolating from tests on rabbits or, you know, primates, these marak monkeys that they've been using. So I think there's so many reasons we just should leave these animals alone, recognise their rights and their welfare, and stop the testing.
Well, it's quite unusual as well. You mentioned there are these experiments being done by pharmaceutical companies. In this instance, we actually have taxpayer dollars going towards these experiments. Is that particularly unusual, and should taxpayers be paying for these experiments?
Look, I think there is certainly a role for public money to go into research. I am always concerned about the power of pharmaceutical companies, and at the end of the day, they're looking to make massive profits out of drugs that, you know, there to assist and improve people's health. So I think there is a role for the public money. However, in terms of the public money for these experiments, I can't see the justification for that. I think there's a question mark over the very experiments themselves. A lot of this research that has just come out, I wasn't aware of it until the report came out in the Sydney Morning Herald. Luckily, we have these estimate hearings when we can ask detailed questions of the department. It's coming up in February, and so I will be looking to find out more about this and then get that on the public record.
Mm. Well, if I can ask, Senator, what kind of questions will you be asking at this review?
Well, really using that research that's come out about, because the some of the facilities involved have been denying that the experiments occurred, the line of questioning that I have to follow is if there is a link with government departments, and often the money trail is a way to determine that. So that will be my starting point, is to ask the questions, has public money been allocated to any of these research facilities, what it was used for, and to get into the detail that way.
And I think nobody is really denying the advances that can come from these experiments. As horrific as they might seem on the surface, there are considerable advancements. But obviously, the concern is that they are done in the most ethical, the most humane possible way to give the animals, well, the least horrific treatment they possibly can. So ultimately, what would you like to see change, other than these import laws? What would you like to see change in animal testing policy here in Australia?
Look, you've raised the very important point, how you've described it, because there is this challenge, and I must admit, people often raise it. You know, like if somebody is very sick, particularly a young child looking forward to the rest of their life, and they've have some life-threatening disease, isn't it fair that the drugs are tested on the animals? But as I was explaining, there is increasing concern about how reliable it is to take information from the testing on animals and then apply it to humans. You might remember a couple of weeks ago there was one person died in France. He was brain dead, and the other people said they might not recover. Now, it's now come out that the pharmaceutical company that had been trialling those drugs, they were being trialled on animals before they were then trialled on and used on humans. So that is a very recent example where this problem can occur. So I think that, you know, like it's 2016, we're getting well into the 21st century. Like, testing on animals really is something that I think we surely should be able to do it in a much more reliable way. So I acknowledge it's complex. I think we need to recognise the animal rights as part of this. I'm hoping where public money will go is into research and development methods that will allow us to have reliable testing methods for the drugs that clearly we need for health outcomes.
Well, it sounds basically ineffective as well as inhumane, and surely there's a better way. Senator, thank you very much for joining us here on The Daily this morning.
Thank you for your time.